Boys, camera. Action.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. A-list headlines.
You've got us talking, Jaden, with some exclusive news.
I do indeed. I always like to keep my finger on the pulse and keep you on your toes too, Angie, don't I?
Oh, look, it's what I need, to be perfectly honest, so thank you for that.
My pleasure.
What have we got today?
Well, some big news today I can bring you regarding the movie about Stephen Bradbury. Of course, as people will know him, the story that focuses on the story that everybody knows, the 2002 Winter Olympics, Salt Lake City, the famous 1,000-metre ice skating race where all of his opponents had a massive pile-up, and then he, of course, zoomed past them all to become the first Australian to win gold at the Winter Olympics. And, of course, it was about almost 2 years ago now where he announced that they were actually going to be making a movie about that particular moment. That movie is going to be called Last Man Standing. I hate using the word, but it's about his journey. I'm told it's going to be about his journey to get to that point. So all of the adversity that he faced and how he overcome that to achieve the impossible, I guess. Classic story of an underdog. And the script is by a Hollywood writer, a bloke by the name of Stuart Beattie. He wrote one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Collateral. And it's also going to be directed by a bloke named Cribb Stenders. He did a war movie, Danger Close. So you know it's going to be good, right? You know, they're assembling a great team behind the camera, and hopefully they'll have someone good playing Steve as well.
Yeah, any word on that?
Not yet, no. I'm told they're in the very, very final stages of locking that in. I haven't personally heard any names, but I'm told they've had over 100 people read for the role of Steve.
Whoa.
And they've now, yeah, so they've casted the net far and wide, and they've now whittled that down to 3. And they're all young, but very experienced Australian actors, as you would expect. I'm told they're almost there. So I'm trying to track down some more info on that. But as I said, I haven't heard any names just yet.
And the callers were quite iconic as well. Any news on them?
Yeah, well, Basil Zemplis, of course, well known to people there. He reads the sport on 7 News in Western Australia.
Let me blow your mind with this one. He's the new Lord Mayor of Perth.
Yeah, well, that's right. The new Mayor of Perth too. He was approached 2 years or so ago when this all came about. Steve rang him up and said, you know, do you want to do it? And back then, as far as I know, he said that I'd be interested. As far as I know, that's as far as it's gone. They're hoping to film it in May next year up in Queensland. So I would assume, given Basil's commitments with 7 News and Channel 7 and his new mayoral duties, it's probably unlikely that he would be going up there to film it, so we'll wait and see.
I'm really looking forward to this. This is a great Australian story up in the on the big screen. So thank you for bringing us the exclusive.
My pleasure. Thank you, Angie. We'll